This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Sam from Everett is. Sam, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes. Perfectly. Well, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Sam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I hope so. I don't want to be a loser.
I don't want you to be
don't
either.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
What's the technical term for a lie detector?
Polygraph.
Correct. What is a group of crows called?
A bunch? No. Pass.
What singer who performed at Lumen Field this past Saturday has the hit song She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy?
Okay. Oh my God. Pass.
Pearl is the wedding anniversary gift for how many years?
5.
No.
10.
No.
15.
No. Bump, set, and spike are terms from which sport?
Volleyball.
Correct. What streaming site is The Bear on?
The Bear? It's not Google, not Yahoo. Bing?
No. Streaming site.
A streaming site. Sorry. Netflix?
No.
Twitch?
No. Your friend with a car is what company's motto?
What's that again?
Your friend with a car is what company's motto?
Uber?
No, so close. Lyft? Sam?
Lyft?
It is Lyft.
Too late.
I think
too
it's
late.
Too late. No.
Sam, you dropped a deuce. You got 2 correct.
I think you should give him 3 for not knowing the country's question.
You know, Sam, I don't want you to be a loser. But I think you might be a loser.
In the air. What he'd say.
I think Steve might get you on this one. Steve, I'm not normally on your side, and I don't like to be, but I'm on your side.
All right, let's bring it together.
Or at least right now I am.
That's what's up.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah!
What's the technical term for a lie detector?
Polygraph.
Correct. What is a group of crows called?
My favorite term, a murder of crows.
Yes.
Such a badass name.
What singer who performed at Lumen Field this past Saturday has the hit song She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy?
Oh, man. Like, Kenny Chestnut.
No.
Kenny Chesney.
Yes.
Kenny Chesney.
I wish it was Chestnut. Pearl is the wedding anniversary gift for how many years?
If he doesn't do a Christmas record where he's called Kenny Chestnut, he's an idiot. I don't know, 10?
No.
30?
Yes, you do know. Bump, set, and spike are terms from which sport?
Volleyball.
You know it.
Let's go.
What streaming site is The Bear on?
Oh, man. Hulu?
Correct. Your friend with a car is what company's motto?
Enterprise?
No.
Lyft?
Correct. What is the name of Popeye's love interest?
Olive oil.
You know it. What color is the star on the flag of Chile?
Yellow?
No.
Blue?
No.
Red?
No. It does not matter, though, because, Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a big win, 8-2.
Whoa.
Sorry, Sam. He didn't want to be a loser, and he sure was a loser.
Happens to the best of us.
You know, it's Monday. People are still wiping the sleep from their eyes.
That's nice of you to give him an excuse.
The Rockaholics will have another shot.
The color is white on the flag of Chile, in case anyone wanted to know.
I think Sarah pronounced it 2 different ways. Just
Chile.
Chile.
So Chile like and Chile.
Isn't it Chile?
I mean,
Chile?
I think...
Yeah, but you said Chile,
Chile,
and then you also said Chile.
Chile.
You said like Chile like it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Where you wanted your baby back ribs.
Which one's correct?
I don't freaking know. You ever hear me try to pronounce words?
That's true. Okay, Taryn, which one's correct since you know it
I mean, I would say Chile.
Since you're a master orator.
Well, I don't know about that.
Chile.
That's what people from the from Washington State University said about you.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, that you're a master orator.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations,
my legacy.
Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a mom named Tiffany from Western New York who said she was beyond shocked to find blood splattered on her daughter's Burger King kids meal.
Oh.
Here is Tiffany talking about the incident.
I heard, "Mom, I don't want ketchup." I look in her bag and there is blood all over her bag, her toy, her fries, everything.
Had she not, what if the kid wanted ketchup on her burger, she would have never known.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, my first thought when I heard about this, I was picturing like a crime scene in the bag for some reason, like just blood everywhere. Like it's like all of a sudden it's like their Halloween themed burger and it's just blood everywhere. But it's like little speckles of blood that when you look at the wrapper, it looks like ketchup.
Oh, well, the manager said that a worker had cut themselves and that's where the blood came from. And they offered her a refund. But the woman was like, "Hey, that's not good enough. You need to take this way more seriously."
I'll be talking to my lawyer. We'll be getting more than just these days, it is a big payout to get a refund on a burger at any of the fast food places. Like $8-$9.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, props though to the people at that Burger King for taking responsibility as opposed to we're going to have an internal investigation and they just kind of keep it quiet from there. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, it still sucks, but at least they're like, "Yep, that's our bad. We'll figure it out."
Gonna own up to it.
Now, okay, maybe just a little. It's not as extreme as blood, but like, what if you go to a place and you get an order that you didn't want? How do you handle it? Or if they did something, like if something wasn't to your liking, do you just accept it and move on, or do you go back and be like, "I want to talk to the manager"?
I mean, I'll usually go back and try to get it right, but I'm not a let me talk to the manager person. I'm just like, "Oh, hi, excuse me.
Right.
For some reason, there's 2 random tacos in here, and my other thing is not in here.
And there's no blood.
Can you help me?"
I wanted blood. Because that happened, there's a place that we go, and we always get like this tofu kind of stuff on it, right? So, but every once in a while, there's like a random chunk of meat on it. And I don't, end of the day, I'm not going to lose my mind over it. But like my wife is a little bit more serious about not, you know, she doesn't want to have anything that's meat near her, which I understand. And every once in a while, she's like, "Oh, look, here's a piece of steak in my food." And like she'd pick it out. But we never bother to make a big fuss out of it. So finally, it was like week after week, this is happening. I was like, "I don't know what to do." So I sent a letter.
Oh, no.
What? No.
Recently?
Like handwritten?
Yes. No, not handwritten.
Well, I don't know.
You know, like you like write your comments. Like it's like, "Tell us how we're doing." I'm like, "Hey, look, I'm not trying to get anything out of this, but maybe don't put the tofu stuff right next to the actual meat stuff for people who are vegetarian." Because I think what's going on is whenever people are scooping the meat, some of the meat's dropping in the tofu stuff. So, you know, this could be an ugly situation for you.
Did you get a response?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I know which restaurant you're talking about. And it's good luck because I tried to do like the whole, it wasn't about the food. It was just about the wait times.
Mm. Yeah.
And I got really.
Oh, so you wrote a letter.
I wrote a letter, handwritten, signed it with little hearts. And it was like, "Hey, you guys needed to like really fix the wait times." And
nothing.
Never once. I didn't even hear like it. Because like, no, sometimes they'll like hit you back and be like, "Oh, we're sorry. Here's 15% off your next order." No.
Yeah, see, I'm not even looking for a deal. I just want, like, "Hey, next time we come here, maybe don't put the the non-meat stuff next to them, because these people are just willy-nilly scooping it, and I understand it's going to happen, but like maybe avoid that situation by not putting the tofu stuff right next to the chicken and the steak.
Why is it so cringy to me that you wrote them?
I don't know what else to do.
That is the most passive-aggressive Seattle Karen way you could
Okay,
do.
Well, what would you do?
I mean, if you really, really had a problem with it, you'd probably go to the store you always go to and...
Yeah, I'm not going to go drive back there. I find this out when we get home.
Well, I mean, it's happened before, right?
Right.
Take a picture of it, and then next time, shove it in her face and be like, look what happened.
Yeah, I'm supposed to show up like all angry at them. Yeah. Be like, last time you guys effed it up, I better not see any steak in my meal.
I mean, I just don't think either way you're going to have them switch what they're doing.
Maybe I can start the change that they need to have happen there.
By a nice little email.
Yeah, I wasn't being rude. I was like, go F yourselves. I don't even want money out of it. I don't even want a coupon. I just want, in the future, can there not be steak in my wife's food?
It's just a really great suggestion that would probably
work. That's why I was asking. What would you do then? Would you just stop eating there?
Back in the day when I was a hardcore vegetarian, yes. When I was very, it sounds like kind of like your wife, like anything touch it, I would freak out probably. And I would talk to them one-on-one, really. I would probably... go there, ask to speak to the manager, and then tell them what I think is incorrect. But now I'm chill. I'm calm, Namaste, Sarah. So I would just take the steak out and just keep eating there. But
if week after, not week after week, but like if every, you know, a multiple amount of times this happens, when you hit a point where you're like, something needs to change.
Yeah, so I would have an in-person conversation.
Oh, so you go
them.
There, guns a-blazing.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, what are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, you want me to be your guns a-blazing?
Yeah, can you come in with me? Because I really don't want to feel, I don't feel like arguing with these people. I just want my food.
I can be, yeah, I'll say, I sent an email and I never got a response.
Where's my response?
Unacceptable.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It's time to play Hook or Shook, Rockaholics. Danny is gonna be playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. Say hello to our contestant this morning. It is Jay in Tacoma. What's up, Jay?
Not much. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Now, you've got to get both songs right to win the tickets. The first one, you will be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook. A member of our show at random has to get it right for you. And if not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get those tickets instead. Let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
All right, we're spinning the digital wheel. Where is it going to land? It's on me right now. Is it going to stay on me? Ooh, Jay, I think it's you and me, Jay. Let's make this happen.
Oh, man, let's do this.
All right, Jay, here is your first clip.
Oh, I like this.
We can always play it again.
Yeah, let's play it again.
And if you need a hint, let me know.
Yeah, could I get a hint?
Crap, I was hoping you would. No, I'm kidding. All right, for the band, the band's name rhymes with bash.
Okay.
Oh, it's Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
Yeah! Should I Stay or Should I Go?
That was textbook.
You can knock me for my hints, but they were effective.
Should I Stay or Should I Go?
All right, Jay, we're halfway there.
All right, Migs.
All right, man.
Migs with the hi hat.
Like the last time.
No. What happened last time?
The last time you were like, oh, it's Metallica, and then you gave me a hint that it was Unforgiven, but it wasn't.
Oh. Oh. Well, now you got that in my head. I might fail you again. The stress.
I should have had Sarah because she's young and beautiful.
Yes! Oh, you deserve the tickets already.
What is today? What is happening today? So in order to win tickets, I just have to pretend and say that you're young?
Yes, and beautiful. Okay. It doesn't take much to impress me.
All right, here you go, Steve.
All right, here we go.
It's absolutely true.
Okay, here you go, Steve.
Let's go, Jay. Oh, let's do it one more time. The Distance by Cake. Jay, you're going the distance.
Yeah, buddy.
Congratulations.
I redeemed myself.
You did.
The Daily Migs Show.
The website Loudwire just put together a list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events. Some of these I'm sure we will hear when we go to the Aqua Sox game a week from Sunday.
Oh, you said rock songs. It's my first pick. It's not a rock song.
What
do you guys
it?
Know that one? I don't even know the name of it. The da 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 da
da da da da da da
da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
How do you think it goes?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're trying to sing, but it's like you're singing it really slow, and I'm like, that's a ramp-up song?
Maybe you're on Valium right now.
I very well could be.
Your tempo is perfect to me,
Steve. Is that right?
Yeah. I get it now. I get it now. You know what the problem is he listens to jock jams.
You gotta shake your head.
He listens to jock jams way too much.
No, it's always playing at a sporting event, and I'm always like, enough with this damn
every
song.
Mariners game I go to.
Yes.
But it pumps me up.
That one, and also, everybody clap your hands. Okay, good. Okay, we're done.
Wow, we're good.
That's so good, too.
We're ready for sports.
On the beat. All right. When it comes to rock songs that maybe are a little bit overplayed at sporting events, these are the top five.
Sleep with one eye open.
You know, I don't feel like this one gets overplayed at sporting events.
Really?
No.
Oh, I do.
You hear it a lot?
Any amp episode, like time, they're just like, we're going. It's like,
I guess I like the song, so if they play it a lot, I'm okay with it.
It's not that I don't like it, but they play it at almost every game that I've been to.
I'll have to pay more attention. I don't even remember the last time I heard Enter Sandman at a game.
Number two on the list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. How do we know the names? We are the people that can
I'm in for that one as well. See, this is the problem. I like rock music.
I know.
So.
But can so we play far, this more?
So far, I'm good with everything.
You know what's funny, too? Is like when I was grabbing these, I was grabbing like the hook, obviously. But I was like, you know, a lot of these, they start from the beginning.
It's the opening.
Yeah. It's the opening, like the guitar riff of the... Wah!
Like the opening riff to Kickstart My Heart. That used to be the main song they would play at Seahawk games.
Here is number three on the list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events.
Yep.
This one is definitely overplayed, but again, I'm always in for this one.
You know who's not in for this one? My daughter. Lily is so sick of this song because they made him like learn it on violin or whatever. Oh. And she's like, there's this kid in my class and he always plays Seven Nation Army and I want to throw his violin out the window.
See, I remember when I got to interview Jack White and I asked him about this song getting played a lot. Mainly it started in soccer matches, but then it kind of went to football and everyone. He thinks it's the cool, obvious. Why wouldn't you? I mean, how cool is that there's so many people that are playing your song, marching bands along those lines? I mean, definitely better than this one. If it plays. There it is.
Oh. So good.
Thanks to the Rockaholics. It's Kerncraft 400. The song is called Zombie Nation.
Oh, yeah.
Now we know. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four on the list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events.
All aboard!
You're guaranteed to hear it.
And guaranteed to get me fired up if I hear it.
Yeah.
Especially the guitar when it comes in.
Oh, it's more oh, that
the VibraSack.
That's true. Yeah,
that's true.
Right? VibraSlap, or what is that thing called?
I thought you said VibraSack. I'm like, that's not the name of it.
Is it a VibraSlap?
I think so. I was like, the VibraSack. That happened maybe in, like, you know, Wazoo, but.
Rounding out the list of the most overplayed rock songs at sporting events, number five.
Oh. I remember there was, I can't remember that. Is it J.J. Putz, the former Mariners relief pitcher? I think this was the song that they would play when they would bring him in to try and get the save. And
nice.
The entire stadium would just get so fired up. I love this song. Also just recently deemed or just hit the diamond status in sales.
Really?
10 million copies of this song have been sold, which... it's a lot.
Sarah and I were looking at pictures of Angus Young nowadays in 2024. Have you seen him? He's the cutest old man. And he's just like still rocking the long hair, still doing the kick.
The kilt.
And it's just like one of those
the shorts. Yeah, it's the shorts.
Does he still pull, does he still moon on stage or is that does he not do that anymore?
He probably does.
Last time I saw them at the Tacoma Dome, he did that.
He showed his bum.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, that's the whole thing.
He pulled his pants down and he had AC/DC boxer shorts on underneath it.
Okay, so it wasn't bare.
No bare bum.
No, you didn't see what he had for lunch.
All right. Oh, I can handle the boxers. I don't know if I can handle an old man's bare booty.
Angus butt.
Oh! Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
Zach Bryan is a country artist that is apparently quite pissed off that his new single is being played on pop radio stations.
Okay.
It's called Pink Skies.
Do you know anything about Zach Bryan?
No. I don't know much about country music, to be honest.
I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard of him. And I realized, no, I've heard of Luke Bryan.
And then there's Zach Brown. And there's so many Bryans and Zachs and all the things.
Well, here's the song. Let's just see if it is pop worthy.
If you could see him now, you'd be proud. Though you think days you'll be. Your funeral is beautiful. I bet God heard you coming.
Vase.
What's that?
It had the word vase in it.
This doesn't sound like a pop song. I mean, I don't know many pop songs that have a harmonica breakdown.
I mean, I agree, but everything is so blended together with country and pop these days.
Yeah.
So the tweet he sent out, by the way, said, quote, "This is effed. I never approved this. Why is Pink Skies at pop radio?" End quote.
I mean, you can't stop it. I mean, maybe he's mad at his label for sending it to them, but that seems kind of strange. Like, I would just be happy if anyone's playing my song. It's not like, okay, enough of that song.
Thank you.
I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, it's not like, you know, I understand in the world of rock music, some people believe it's a kiss of death if you cross over into pop. I mean, I think Papa Roach had a tough time kind of recovering all the millions of dollars. I'm sure they were having a real difficult time recovering from all the success that they had from that. Remember that song, Scars?
Oh, yeah.
And it became a massive pop hit.
Yeah.
And then people stopped thinking that they were a rock band. I think they had a hard time kind of being accepted back into the rock world.
Which too soft.
It's kind of bonkers to me. But country and pop, like Danny said, they're blurring the lines as it is. I don't even see what the big deal is to this guy.
I think I'd be so stoked at that point. Like, I'd be like, am I the next Taylor Swift? Am I the next, you know, the person who's going to cross over and become, like, bigger than the entire world? I don't know.
Now, on the flip side, though, for him, I bet he was just shocked by that. Because I hear that song. That doesn't sound like a pop song.
Right.
So he's probably thinking, how in the hell is this song even going anywhere other than country?
He became a crossover artist without even trying.
You taught him to enjoy.
Should we learn how to play the harmonica, Steve?
Yes.
Well, apparently, when's the last time a harmonica was featured on a pop song?
Ooh.
Was it like maybe Blues Traveler?
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. You don't know Blues Traveler?
I can't do this. I can't do this anymore.
No.
John Popper?
No.
Is that
the lead
like
singer of Blues Traveler?
Jalapeno
fantastic,
Popper?
Fantastic harmonica player?
No.
You don't know any? Remember the song? What was it? Run
Hook.
Around.
Hook. Run Around.
Run Around was kind of like their big hit.
Mm.
You don't remember this one? Well. Sarah knows it. She's part of the cool crew.
Oh,
this on the radio last, though?
Oh, in the 90s.
Yeah.
The video was posted 14 years ago, but I don't think it was 14 years old. I think it's over 20 years ago.
Oh, it must be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard this on the radio.
I always loved them because they were just not the most attractive band. But their music video, they just put a bunch of attractive people pretending to be them as part of, like, the joke, which I thought was pretty funny.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today is a very special day. Today you can enjoy yourself an apple dumpling. It's National Apple Dumpling Day.
What? That's boring.
What is an apple dumpling? Is that just like an apple pie? Like the McDonald's app?
In the form of a dumpling?
Yeah.
Is it cooked?
I think.
Right, we'll have to get to the bottom of this.
It looks disgusting.
Yeah, it's just not, that's not, yeah, I'm not in any mood for an apple dumpling.
I refuse like to celebrate.
If you like apple pie, you'd like this, though.
I do like apple pie.
You'd probably like this.
If I throw some ice cream on top of it, I'm sure it's delicious. So let's just go with that. Yeah, there we go. Oh, man, I am fired up about this docuseries that's about to come out. But I don't have Paramount Plus, so I think I'm going to have to join the Paramount Plus Club.
All right, I'll just give you my login.
You have it?
Of course.
Wow. Oh, man. I usually don't want to do that kind of stuff, but I might want to do it because they have the Lollapalooza documentary on Paramount Plus. Oh, have you seen it?
Not yet.
My buddy Craig Proper, he messaged me like, if you don't have Paramount Plus, you might want to go get like a month subscription and watch this documentary. It's amazing. And also coming out on Paramount Plus, this new docuseries called Nothing But a Good Time, the uncensored story of 80s hair metal. And it's going to be chock full of crazy stories during one of the most debaucherous times of music, you got to say. In fact, I don't know if this is a trailer or just a teaser clip, but Stephen Piercy, who's in the band Rat, who was a huge band back in the 80s, talked about a time that, well, him and Ozzy Osbourne, they decided to do something a little weird to a hotel guest's freshly shined shoes.
We'd hang with Ozzy like after the gigs at the hotel. So Ozzy had this crazy idea. You know, in nice hotels, you know, you put your shoes out, and I'll have these shined, and I'll wear nice shoes in the morning. So he goes hobbling down the hall, and he literally pulls his pants out. He just takes a big in these shoes, right? And just had that laugh about it, like, they're going to wake up. Guys are going to go out and grab his shoes and just go, mush, you know, Ozzy mush. And so, anyway, he was nuts.
And the series is out now, so you can start watching it. I don't know what's grosser, the story or the sound effects that they're using for this show.
That's pretty gnarly. But nothing with Ozzy surprises me, though. Like, that doesn't shock me.
No, I mean, we already know with the stuff that he's done with Motley Crue, with the snorting of the ants, and then snorting of other stuff as well. And then, of course, the snorting of the traditional stuff of cocaine.
Yeah, of course.
Lots of stuff. Ozzy likes to shove a lot of things up his nose. If his nostrils could talk,
oh,
I feel like that would be one of the most insane stories you could ever hear. Because he probably doesn't remember any of it.
No! Jeff Bridges was on Good Morning America, and he shared how he wants his grandkids to call him Dude Pa instead of Grandpa. They ended up calling him something completely different, and this is Jeff talking about it.
I wanted them to call me Dude Pa.
Ah.
But they've shortened that down to just Duty. We were talking about dogs before the show started. I hope it's not. I hope it's Howdy Doody. Dog Doody. But anyway, I'm Doody, man.
Well, I heard that Ozzy Osbourne was trying to put Jeff Bridges on top of a pair of shoes. So is it? He wants to be called Dude Pa. Is Jeff Bridges was the guy from the
He's
Big
the
Lebowski,
dude,
right?
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
The dude abides.
Dude.
Pa.
Dude.
Pa.
Dude.
You
pa.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I like Doody.
Duty. Did you call your grandparents any weird things?
No, they never would talk to me.
Oh. I'm glad I asked.
They told me to shut up, so I can't talk. I wasn't allowed to talk. No.
Oh.
Just Grandpa and Gramps.
Gramps.
Gramps,
all right,
yeah.
I like that. We had Papa and Bumpa.
Does Barrett have nicknames?
It's just Brad's dad is Grandpa Texas because he lives in Texas. My dad is Papa, and then my mom is just Grandma.
Yeah, okay.
She didn't want to be granny or nana or anything like that. She just wanted straight up grandma.
Because we had it for a while, though. We had a big conversation about what are we calling great grandma? Because, you know, fortunately, Tatum has both, you know, my mother-in-law and my grandmother-in-law around.
That's very cool.
Which is awesome. They hang out all the time. I mean, every Friday they're always together. So at first we're trying to figure out, you know, what is an appropriate nickname for great-grandma. And, you know, great-grandma didn't like some of them, and some of them since six, and now she just calls her Grandma K.
I like that.
Because her name's Karen, so Grandma K.
Grandma K.
Which, it works just perfectly.
What a lucky little Tatum to have all those grandparents around.
It's kind of cool, like, when we go out and about and, like, getting, like, lunch or dinner, and I look over and it's just several generations. You know, you got great-grandma, grandma, Sid, and then Tatum. And I'm like, that's awesome. And yeah. At least she's gotten old enough that she can remember these great moments.
For sure. I love that.
And tonight, Mariners at home taking on the New York Yankees. DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. And that's what's up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.